Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back once again. We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Beano, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up?
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody calling in, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on blast radio. For all inquiries, for interviews, that's put'em on blast radio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M on blast radio at gmail.com. You can even hit us up on Facebook at put'em on blast radio@gmail.com. And please, everybody, go over there to facebook.com/put'em on blast radio and hit the like button so that way our likes can go up. We got a lot of people on there that likes it, but they're not actually hitting the like button. But we need you to actually hit the thumbs up so we can be thumbs up. And it's all good. And off top, I want to give love to Bipolar Naked Magazine, Madman, UNG Records. I want to give love to Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. It's all love. I want to thank all the supporters and everybody for tuning in and all the artists that's been calling in. Much love to everybody, you know. And on tonight's show, we got a good one. We got Rock, you know. And for y'all who don't know who Rock is initial for Rhyme Over Crime. And he's a good guy. And, we got him on the show, and right now we're going to see who's on the telephone lines before we even get deep off into the show. Hello, caller.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, R.O.K., Rhyme Over Crime. What up?
What's good with your Rock?
Hey, we ready to put him on blast, fam. How y'all doing tonight?
We doing all good. It's all love.
You living?
You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And while we got you on the line, can you let everybody know who you are and a little bit about your background, meaning who is the man behind the artist?
Yeah, man, well, first and foremost, man, thank you guys for having me on. You know, Put 'Em On Blast is definitely doing its call letters, man. We're putting it on blast, you know, we're bringing the independent to the mainstream. I am your humble servant, R-O-K, acronyms, you know, like L-M-F-A-O. Mine's just Rhyme Over Crime, Crime with a K, because, you know, we got to keep it a little bit urban, you know. And I came up straight hip-hop, man. I came up from all the realms. I came up in the 80s, you know, as a little pop locker, growing up in the breaking days, and then I was a graffiti artist. And then I got into... the actual DJing part of the party, and that led me to MCing, man. So, you know, from there, I think what really got me into the professional realm and how I really became Rhyme Over Crime, I got involved with some guys that were doing showcases, man, kind of like what I do now, and that gave me exposure, man. It gave me a way to get into the game. And from there, man, I've landed, you know, a role with the agent where I do acting now. I got involved with nonprofit organizations, you know, high school tours, opening up for big names. Now I got people that open up for me, you know, now that I got a digital distribution deal with Def Jam, thank God, man. So, you know, it's 10 years in the game, man. I look back and looking forward, you know what I mean? And every day that I talk to artists when I book them, for these Def Jam digital showcases that I do, because we are looking for the next young talent, you know. Now that I'm able to give an opportunity to people, you know, it's a blessing, because I remember in 2002, 2003, when I was out there selling tickets and I was opening up for people and I was getting a chance. And if it wasn't for cats that were out there doing what I'm doing now, you know, that were able to give me an opportunity, I wouldn't have had the chance to get in the game. So now I'm able to be, you know, an OG in the game 10 years later and still be able to give to people and at the same time push my product. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing, man. Like I tell people, you know, hip-hop and hip-hop shows and showcases in general, man, are like the gift that keeps on giving, bro, because, you know, you can never have enough new talent. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And right now, while we got you on the line, can you give your information out to anybody who want to hook up with the ROK?
Yeah, for a lot of people that are very savvy with the whole smartphones and stuff, I'm on Twitter. It's at ROK77. And then we have another fan page, which is Rhyme Over Crime. And it's spelled out. It's RHYMEOVERKRIME, Rhyme Over Crime. And then you already know we got to do the Facebook. It's Facebook.com/or/ whatever that thing is. Rhyme Over Crime, spelled out the same way, RHYMEOVERKRIME, because, you know, it's Killer Cali, baby.
That's what's up. It's all good. And also, while we got you on the line, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
Yeah, man, the best thing I can tell you, man, is never stop believing, man. If you believe you will achieve, don't let anybody stop you. Don't let the fact that you are faced with an obstacle as simple as selling tickets, you know, discourage you, because I'll tell you, man, I come across a lot of young talent, especially is referred to us, that say, hey, man, I want to get on these shows. I heard about your shows. And first thing I tell them, well, look, you know, there's an opportunity for you to not only be heard and seen, but for you to actually make some money off of this business. And we do a 50-50 split with ticket sales, which is the best deal that I've created, because it wasn't out there when I was first starting off. So it's something that I think is for the artists, which is what I'm for. And so what I would say is invest into yourself, man. You know, I've invested into myself. I haven't stopped investing into myself. Why? Because I believe in my product. So the best thing I can tell artists is don't stop believing, invest, because if you don't invest in yourself, how is a big label going to want to invest in you? You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
If you believe, invest.
That's what's up. And off top, I want to ask you, what makes you different from everybody else in the industry?
Man, I'm a tough. I think what it is, more directly, is the fact that I'm giving other artists an opportunity. Most of the artists that you come across are all about me, 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 me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite. I'm about we, because the West Coast is spelled out with W-E first, homie. Before the S-T, the West is spelled W-E, homie. You feel me?
That's what's up. That's real tough.
Everybody's always getting it fucked up. They're always saying me, 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 but it's we, homie. And that's how you get the people to unite. When you say we and everybody eats, then everybody's happy and everybody wants to network. But if everybody is divided, me, 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 and me, 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 and that's why I don't like listening to a lot of these battle rappers where they're dissing everybody. It's negative energy, homie. You know, they should be helping each other, homie, not dissing each other. You know, they got the game fucked up, homie.
That's what's up. And you
That's
guys
why I don't do rap battles, but I do showcases, man, because I want people to shine, homie. I don't want people to discourage each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm better than you and you're weak. I want everybody to be like, yo, you know what? Let the people decide, homie. You know, do your show, and if the people, if they appreciate it, they're going to applaud it. If they don't, you know, they're going to give you feedback, and you got to grow from that. So I think with everything, bro, what makes me the most different is that, bro, is that I actually want to help people, and I do it every week. I do it every month by doing these showcases, man. So it's not just about me. It's about we, homie.
That's what's up. And right now we're going to get into a quick break, and I want you to introduce this song called Pac-Man and let everybody know the concept behind it.
Oh, man, you know what's beautiful that you said that? I was just bumping that with my DJ on the way here to the studio. And check this out. I perform this song every show, and it's funny because I was just telling my DJ, I don't care if I don't do, like, 10-minute sets or 20-minute sets or 10 songs. As long as I get to perform Pac-Man, that's all I care, bro, and that's usually what I open up the show with. I'll put it to you this way. The concept of the song is about how you have to be in this game, bro. You have to be a hunter. You have to be hungry. You have to be like Pac-Man. You got to be eating up the competition. You got to eat up the ghosts, homie, the non-believers. You got to make them believers. So that's what Pac-Man's about, man. I dedicate this to not only the people listening, man, but to the people that are going to hear it soon. You know what I mean? Pac-Man is a movement, man. So this song right here that y'all about to check out, man, is a personal favorite of mine. It's my new single. We're about to release it on Interscope Digital. You know, so we're going to go from Def Jam to Interscope in 2013 because we got it like that, thank God. So the name of this song, man, is called Pac-Man by R.O.K., Rhyme Over Crime. Let's go.
That's what's up. You heard the first lady. I'm putting them on blast radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was R.O.K. with Pac-Man. That's Rhyme Over Crime. And please go out and support him and he and his movement, everything he got going on. And right now, R.O.K., I want to ask you, who do you think is hot and who's not, in your opinion, whether it's mainstream or underground?
Man, you know what? That's a tough question, man. But you know what? At the same time, I guess it just depends on who you ask, you know? I think right now, I think it's a pretty much open question, but I'll tell you who I think is pretty dope from the new era, I guess you can say, of mainstream just because, you know, I think more people will relate to that, you know, versus if I say a name that nobody knows. I like YG, you know, YG's dope.
Yeah.
You know, especially because he's Def Jam too, so I got to show love, you know what I mean? YG's definitely dope. He's hot, you know. I think I like him. I like YG better than I like Tiger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like I used to like Drake, you know, but I think his voice got played out, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it just I think it just depends who you ask, but I personally think YG's pretty dope, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
What do you think about
that's what's up. And I wanna ask you, and in your own words, do you think this industry has changed over time? And what do you think it has changed at, and how could you fix it?
I mean, I think that it's changed in a bad way for the big companies, which is a good thing for us, you know, because it's made it an even playing field now. You know, now the big labels don't have the money they used to have. You know, the artists that they used to have are not hot anymore. You know, they're scrambling to come up with new concepts of, like, TV shows to find, you know, talent, you know? That's what all these TV shows are all about. They're for the labels, bro. You know what I mean? So what I've learned, you know, to do, and what's cool is that now that the playing field is even, is to compete at that same medium, you know, which is basically, you know, hold talent contests, hold showcases, and give opportunities to artists that, you know, don't have a way to get to these American Idol auditions, or maybe all the rejects, you know, maybe they're good, but maybe they weren't good enough for these guys, you know, maybe they're people that need, you know, a development deal, you know. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, I like where we're going with the change as far as being able to become an entrepreneur. I think that it was harder before because you had to bow down to the big labels. Now you don't have to do that because of the internet, because of the fact that there's way more unsigned artists than there is signed artists. You know, I think that there's a big melting pot as far as a cash revenue source for independent companies to come in and maximize and become a no limit, you know, a priority record, you know. These labels that got distribution and got, you know, major artists under their label, but they were still independent, you know? Like for example, like a Death Row, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. Like, obviously in a positive light. So I think that a lot of artists, I think as long as they educate themselves on how to create this into a business, it's a very good thing that the way that things have changed. It's a bad thing, you know, for the people that are talented and that, you know, we're hoping to just get signed because of their talent. Now it's not enough. Now talent's not enough. Now you have to have, you know, a business plan, you know?
That's what's up.
It's different.
And people need to learn that. People need to learn that. And I just think people just need to do their homework on the industry and get smarter. See what I'm saying? Everything then changed, like, as far as artists with record companies. There was a lot of artists with record companies. Some artists fell off because they played out. Other artists, you know, they got smart and like, why give all these people parts of my money when I can just keep it all myself and do it independent and do my own label and do this and do that and get my own connections or use the connections I already got and do my own thing and make the same amount of money, if not more. And that's what they're doing, which is going to draw mainstream labels out of business eventually. And that's where it's going to be an issue at between mainstream and underground, in my opinion. But it's all good, though. But if you made it to the peak in your career, how would you give back to the neighborhood?
Well, I think the best way to give back to the neighborhood is by giving each neighborhood an opportunity to shine, you know? One of them is through doing it directly. Another one is doing it indirectly. Indirectly would be, you know, by giving, you know, artists from each opportunity of each neck of the woods, you know, a place to actually, you know, make a career, you know. The other one is to, like, work with the high schools, you know, work with the junior highs to impact the kids before they actually become adults and they're out there making a difference in the world, you know, whether it's good or positive. I think that goes far because music is something that speaks to the kids. If you notice, even when you watch a lot of movies, whether they're old or new, you know, the kids are always with the headset, you know? They're always in their own world, you know? So music speaks to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that music is a tool that can be used for education. I want to give a shout-out to a friend of mine, even though he might not be listening in, but he's doing a good thing, and I've worked with him in a high school project. It's called PACE, P-A-C-E, Promoting Academics Through Creative Expression, and basically it's basically what we're talking about, you know? It's a high school program that not only lets artists like myself that are established go and perform in front of the kids and give them a positive message, but he also gets a lot of kids from different high schools to perform at not only their own schools but at other schools and then promotes that. And before we even do the performances, he does like this like 10 or 15 minute presentation on PowerPoint about the more you learn, the more you earn. And he has these stats, you know, where he's showing kids, you know, if you graduate from school, you're more likely to go to college and have a career. If you don't graduate, you're more likely to, you know, go the wrong way without getting into the details. So, I mean, those are the things that I feel that really impact the community more than, you know, some confetti, you know, where people try to do more of a political stunt to get notoriety versus making more of an impact. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And right now, we're going to get into another quick little break, and I want you to introduce this song called I'm High and let everybody know the concept of this track.
Man, this one right here, big shout out to my boy Secret, man. He hooked me up with this record, man. He was like, man, you know, we got to get on some joints. And I said, well, man, I'm picky, bro. So you got to shoot me something because, you know, when I'm high, you know, it's got to be on point. So this song right here, man, is R.O.K. featuring Secret. And the name of the song is I'm High. And every time I perform this in Hollywood, man, they loving it, man. They say, hey, is that Nate Dogg? I'm like, nah, that's my boy Secret. So, all right, Nate Dogg, this is going to be the new baby Nate Dogg right here, man. This is a big shout out to all my West Coast people. I'm high. Let's go. Put them on blast, baby.
Streets to the Suites. How about it? You a lame in the club if you don't like to smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like to choke. I'm high. Popping bottles in the bevy. Yeah, we getting wasted every day. 24/7. You a lame in the club if you don't like to smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like to choke. I'm high. Popping bottles in the bevy. Yeah, we getting wasted every day. 24/7. I stay blown, homie, 24/7. That's right. Yeah, I smoke so much back in the head. Flying through the clouds. Yeah, just like a plane in the sky. No pain, homie, you can tell that I'm high. You can see it in my eyes, cause my face is bright. I ain't clean, homie, yeah, I can rock a mic. Got the crowd saying my name. That's right, yeah, homie, I'm the one to blame. And the crew say, yeah, man, I'm not your daddy. That's right, just pimping in the caddy. Dipping in the switches, west coasting. Yeah, that's right, homie, yeah, you know what I'm smoking. Smoking in the club, not giving a fuck. That's what it is, homie, yeah, tilted with my cup. Give me a little bit of Henny or coke. That's right, roll it up, homie, I'm ready to smoke. I'm cut.
You a lame in the club if you don't like to smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like to choke. I'm high. Popping bottles in the bevy, yeah, we getting wasted every day. 24/7. You a lame in the club if you don't like to smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like to choke. I'm high. Popping bottles in the bevy, yeah, we getting wasted every day. 24/7.
Post at the club lock with a party to start. Yeah. To the hoopers up, baby, you wanna call the cops. With her cop cry, yeah, lungs in the casket drop. Yeah, little girls, yeah, they don't hold out. All up in the VIP, yeah, that's where you find me. Yeah. Next to the bottle, Hennessy, yeah, and the dime piece. That's like a chips, yeah, and some bottles of Dom P. Yeah. Cameras rolling, yeah, recording some fine freaks. That's what I'm talking about, it's a party in your mouth. It's a function, baby girl, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, dirty than the South, cause you know I got clout. Got enough to shit them up, yeah, I'm taking them out. Rolling trees in the air as I rock the stage. I make time from page, cause I'm bringing the rage. Crowd going insane, yeah, they digging it, man. When they blunt hit me, yeah, I hit it again. Yeah.
You a lame in the club if you don't like to smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like to choke.
don't like the smoke. You a lame in the club if you don't like the choke. I'm high, popping bottles in the bevy. Yeah, we getting wasted every day, 24/7.
Back live, you put on blast radio. That's all okay. Yet I'm high. That's a hot one right there. And that didn't sound like Nate, though, for real. Rest in peace. It's all good. It's all love.
Homie Secret pulls it out on that one, dog.
That's what's up. Everybody, please support. Please go out and support. Go out and buy everything he got coming out. R-O-K, Rhyme Over Crime. Get it right, Rhyme Over Crime. But
speaking on that, man, I got a single right now that we got on iTunes, man, that would be a great, holiday gift, man, since I know we're going into the holiday season. And, happy holidays to everybody that's tuning in. I know that we're about to wrap up the 2012, and we're about to go into the new year, man. And I got this new single we're shooting the video for with Def Jam. The name of the single is Can't Keep Waiting, featuring the homie Beach Boy, man. And we've been getting a lot of buzz on this one from the East Coast, and it's been coming out here to the West more and more, man. It's a pop record, man. I mean, it's definitely something for 2013, man, so definitely go and support. It's on iTunes, Can't Keep Waiting, under ROK, so definitely check that out.
That's what's up. Is there any shout-outs, any extra shout-outs you might want to give out at this time?
Man, you know what? There's so many people, but one people that I do want to mention that I know that you guys mentioned as a sponsor was Royal Bloods, man. Definitely big shout-out to Royal Bloods. You know what I mean? Yeah. Big shout out to everybody listening in and that's been supportive of ROK from day one. You know what I mean? There's so many to list, man. We'll need a whole new show just for that. You know what I mean? But everybody tuning in, they know who they are, man. Everybody that got my back, they know what time it is, man. ROK, show love to everybody that shows me love, man. So definitely putting them on blast, man. West Coast love all day, man.
That's what. And Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say something.
How you doing, Ross?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I'm most honored. I'm blessed to have you here and blessed with your presence, sir. I just wanted to say one thing to you. I'm tuning in. I'm always listening. You know, I'm your co-host. I'm listening in. But I appreciate everything that you said, and I agree with everything you said. And this radio station, for everybody out there, this is your mainstream radio station, your number one West Coast hood radio station at that. We don't do nothing but love and support everybody. It's free sponsoring, you know what I'm saying? Free promotion, everybody. And Rock, keep doing that because you're putting them on blast, baby. I love that. I'm high. I'm going for the rest of it.
Thank you, man. I definitely spread the word. And for anybody, you know, that's tuning in or that comes across, you know, put them on blast radio, man. When you guys want to have them come and perform down here in L.A., as part of the tour that you guys are working on, that I know that Mo mentioned, we'd love to have you guys stop by and rock with us. You know what I'm saying? As we do a lot of events down here with At-Risk Records and Island Def Jam, man. So we'd definitely love to have you guys come and, you know, bring some talent and come through and do like a live show for one of our events. That'd be awesome, man.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Be on the lookout for us and be on the lookout for the new upcoming tour coming out, you know, 2013, you know, from the bottom to the top tour, and it's going to be live. You know what I'm saying? 60 shows in 30 days, and it's just a promotion tour off top, and then from there it's going to grow to something bigger. But be on the lookout for that, and everybody go out and support Rock, please. And Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say something. She was interrupting me for a second, but it's all good. It's all love. But I'm going to let her get a few words in because we don't have that long of the show. We're going into overtime a little bit because I still want to say some things, but it's all good. I'm going to let Miss Kimmy Simone get it out.
I appreciate that. Crazy little love, you know. Yeah, Rock, I want to invite you and everybody else out there to my Kimmy Simone birthday bash. I'm going to have No Face Shadowman. He's coming here from San Diego. He's never been here. This is going to be a real treat for everyone to rock. I would like to see you there, if possible, on December 22nd, that's Saturday at 9 to 1. And if you would like to come out there, rock and do something, come on out and let him show what it is.
We got to support each other, man. That's what it's about.
That's what's up.
Together the underground becomes mainstream, you know what I mean?
That's right. And that's a true fact right there. And I want to give love to OYZ Red Run. If you out there listening, man, you know, I know I'm tired, but, you know, no sleep. I got to keep it going. You know, I've been at work all day. And now I'm on a radio thing. But big ups to you and much love to you, OYZ Red Room. And hopefully you can make it out here to the birthday party, too, and just holler at us. And right now, Rock, I want to ask you, is there anything you might want to put on blast, no matter if it's positive, negative, even if it's about us, and hopefully we can talk about it. You know, it could be about anything. It could be about music. It could be about yourself. It could be about anything. But is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time?
Yeah, you know, I do want to put this on blast, man. I'm going to definitely let all the artists know that I work with, man, to hit you guys up, because all these guys that I book need exposure, and this is a great medium. So that's what I'm going to put on blast, is put them on blast radio.
That's what's up.
All day.
That's what's up. And everybody out there, please follow us on Twitter. That's right. Please follow us on Twitter. Please follow us on Spreaker. Please follow us on blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. If you add an extra backslash in the ad podcast, you will be directed to iTunes and podcasts, and you can download all your favorite interviews, or just log on to the regular website and you can download all your interviews. Anyone that you like, you know, at your listen to them, whatever you please. It's all good. It's all love. But please keep showing us support just like we're showing you guys support. And be on the lookout for Kimmy Simone, Crazy Mo Bloodino, Lucci Lou, J Meezy, you know, T-Mob, all kind of artists, you know, that's coming out, Kay Witta. There's a lot of artists that's coming out, and we're going to really push this line for Sacramento and for everybody. But it's really all love and support to everybody. And much love to everybody out there listening in. I thank you. Be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need unity, and we all need to support our local artists no matter where you at. Support your local artists. That's what you got to do. Just like us, support your local artists and go out and support ROK, which is Rhyme Over Crime.
YFK.
Yeah. Out in the ATL. We see y'all out there in the A. Y'all showing us much love. Yeah. And everybody out in New Mexico, all y'all, everybody in the United States that's been tuning in to Put 'Em On Blast Radio, all the way down in Maine, Nigeria, much love to you too, squad. You know, all y'all. And ROK, like I said, I'll be glad. And, you know, I'm a patient person. So, you know, I know everything takes time. So anytime you want to collab on anything, get this networking stuff together, get this conference together so we can really put it down and help these teenagers and get this game how it's supposed to be and get some real artists to rally with us and get these sponsors and do it, I'm ready. Anytime you're ready, just give the green light, and it's all good. So I'm saying? You got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And before we end this show, I want you to introduce this track called Can't Keep Waiting and let everybody know the concept behind this one as you take us out.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, I just want to thank you guys, man, for having me on. Definitely, we got to keep this movement going, and we're going to put the pieces together all in God's time, brother. This song right here, man, is attributed to what we're talking about, man. We can't keep waiting, man. Right now is the time. Tomorrow's not promised. And, you know, just like in love and war, man, life is not fair, but you got to put the pieces together and move forward, you know? So, like I said, man, this song right here is my new single. We're shooting the video right now. We're releasing it with Def Jam this year. It's out. It's in iTunes. Can't Keep Waiting by R.O.K. Rhyme Over Crime featuring Beach Boy. Let's cut it, baby. Put him on blast radio. Let's go.
We got love for you, Rockstar. Be blessed.
You heard it first, right now. Put him on blast radio.
Happy holidays.
It's all good. Happy holidays to you, too.
Happy holidays.
And you guys heard it first right here on Put Him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. R.O.K. Rhyme Over Reason. Can't Keep Waiting. And we out.
So I had to let you go. So I guess it's boring.
I need to know, 'cause I've been.